finally Friday on the Stu Peters Show. The same depravity and child sex rapists and groomers and the big pharma psychopath killers. The third day of June 2022, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Five different Catholic bishops, including the Archbishop of San Francisco, have declared that Nancy Pelosi should be denied Holy Communion because of her position on abortion. The Catholic Church correctly holds that abortion is murder and is morally indefensible at any point in pregnancy. Nancy Pelosi, on the other hand, fraudulently presents herself as a devout Catholic while endorsing child murder without any restrictions, all the way up to the point of birth. She's even egged on protesters who've been harassing Supreme Court justices at their homes. But is that the limit of Pelosi's evil, or does it run even deeper? We're taking bets in Vegas. Patrick Howley is a senior reporter at National File, and he says that he has found evidence of behavior that, if it isn't more evil than abortion, is at least more depraved. Howley says that he's discovered a compromising photograph of Nancy Pelosi's son with a very, very young girl. It's the sort of twist that would rock the trees of the Bohemian Grove, and he joins us now. Patrick, thank you so much for coming.
Stu, it is great to be here. Great to be on the show. That's right. On nationalfile.com today, you can see my report on Paul Pelosi Jr., man who I've had quite a long history with in terms of reporting on him. And this photograph shows him with a young girl, 6 years old at the time. I have confirmation from a witness that he yanked her body, caused her to cry. And you can see in this photograph how he's getting sick, perverted pleasure, demented pleasure from yanking her body, causing her to be upset, causing her to have pain and discomfort. Now, this young girl, 6 years old at the time, it was later taken away. This was the daughter of Karina Feng. Karina Feng is Paul Pelosi Jr.'s ex-girlfriend, who Paul Pelosi Jr., Nancy Pelosi's son, was obsessed with. And then he got these kids taken away for their mother, from Karina Feng, put into the Child Protective Services system, put into torture in the foster care system, because he was trying to shake down her mother. He was trying to shake down Karina Feng in a business deal, and claimed that Karina Feng was crazy for saying that she knew Paul Pelosi Jr. We know, of course, all this evidence shows that Paul Pelosi Jr. was lying. He got the kids taken away from Karina Feng. This is how the elites weaponize Child Protective Services in order to cover up their own misconduct with children. And this and so much more about the Pelosi's is going to be exposed in a forthcoming documentary that we are making for the Stu Peters Network on the CPS crisis.
Yeah, that's These Little Ones, which is coming soon exclusively to the Stu Peters Network. This is a really uncomfortable documentary for a lot of people. You know, we've talked about Frazzle Drip in our past. We've talked about adrenochrome. These topics have come up here on the show. And recently we've been pointing out and talking. You wouldn't believe, Patrick, the amount of emails that we get on the Stu Peters Show that Lauren Witzke goes through, that I see, of people who have been victimized by the CPS child trafficking organization, and that's exactly what they are. We're going to ask the questions that are really uncomfortable for a whole lot of people to digest, actually, or for them to be answered.
Child Protective Services provides the child supply for the sicko elitists in this country. That's why there's no Amber Alerts that go out when foster care kids in California go missing. They all get labeled as runaways because they're with their pimps. That's what they're doing. So the Pelosi's lord over this whole system, and we are going to roll this out. We're going to show all this information about how the Pelosi family mob lords over this human trafficking crisis, including the fact that Nancy Pelosi and her drunk husband personally rent office space to First Five San Mateo, which was created by Dr. Bill Ayers, a monstrous pedophile. And that group, by the way, is extremely influential in terms of creating this culture where they take the kids away. You have to look at Mary Jo Bain, who is Hillary Clinton's mentor, saying that the only way that they can assure equality for children is to take them away from their parents and raise them collectively. That's what forms the basis of Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village mentality. Now that they're coming for the guns, now that they've opened the borders, they're coming for the kids. Look no further than the Arizona CPS agents who are caught wearing professional kidnapper shirts. Now, I've talked to Dr. Paul Gosar, the congressman's office, about this. There is going to be an effort to stop this. There is an illegal effort, including a lawsuit underway right now against the state of California, that in order to change the CPS system. However, the lawyer for that effort, Mark Angelucci, was recently murdered, a guy, you know, or a murderer, you know, dressed up as a fake delivery man and killed him. But the lawsuit goes forward, and there's a whole lot of effort, you know, for reform to try to save these kids, get them put back with their parents so they're not getting human trafficked and sex trafficked out there.
You know, a lot of people who have talked about CPS or who've gone after them or who've challenged them end up dead. I mean, there's a long list of these people that end up dead. But we will not fear. We're going to go right after this. Patrick Howley, nationalfile.com. No fear at all. Zero whatsoever. Nationalfile.com. Go look at this photo. If you missed it at the beginning of this program, go look at it. This is absolutely disgusting behavior. We appreciate you bringing it to light. More people need to know this. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Stu.
It's not a hyperbolic statement from a far-right shock jock when I say they are coming to steal your kids. They're stealing systematically your individual liberty. They're stealing your bodily autonomy. They're stealing your freedom. They're shredding the Constitution. They're stealing your guns. They're stealing your kids. They're stealing your money, everything that you've ever worked hard for and even harder to save. Protect it with physical gold and silver. Call my good friends over at Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Plus, you'll get the free IRA kit from my good friends over at Gold Co., who have already helped thousands of people to protect themselves against retirement theft via hyperinflation or increased taxes, or just straight up reaching in and saying, we're taking it. For example, $40 billion of taxpayer money that was just sent to Ukraine, the most corrupt country on the face of the planet, to fund neo-Nazi pagan war criminal cannibals that are executing their own citizens. And don't you dare ask any questions about it. The question that you need to ask is to Gold Co., my good friends, how can I protect my retirement savings with physical gold and silver and get up to $10,000 in free silver today? Call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
I will set my face against that man and I will cut him off from his people because he has given some of his descendants to Moloch to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. And if the people of the land should in any way hide their eyes from the man when he gives some of his descendants to Moloch, and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off from his people and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Moloch. What did Hillary Clinton mean when she said that she would be sacrificing a chicken to Moloch? Why did 9 of the 12 people who saw the contents of Anthony Weiner's laptop kill themselves? I'm supposed to believe that? What is frazzle drip?
Do you know what frazzle drip is?
I'm not aware of the specifics about it.
What is adrenochrome?
What is this shit?
That stuff? Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome?
What happened to Pizzagate? How much does a fetal brain cost? And who's buying? Is CPS merely a government-subsidized child trafficking ring?
They're gonna drive.
Mom, I need you to get control.
Yes.
And are we to believe that all of this is just a figment of our imagination? Or have we just been paying attention?
Dr. Candace Taylor has centered her whole life, dedicated her entire gubernatorial campaign in Georgia to fighting for unborn lives. And it's thanks to people like her, who never gave up after decades of fighting, that we're on the brink of an incredible victory at the U.S. Supreme Court. The blackest stain on our Christian nation, Roe v. Wade, is about to go down. But of course, doing anything in public always invites opposition. We've certainly learned that with this program, and Candace Taylor has learned it as well. So we thought that you might appreciate learning what kind of people we're really up against. Here's a few messages that Candace has been receiving over the past few days. This one from someone named Troy Klobes via Gmail, quote, overturn Roe v. Wade? When they do, I hope you're raped the next day and cannot get rid of your rapist's baby. You effing disgusting pile of ignorant white trash. Here's another one sent on Twitter. Quote, I want to find you taking out the garbage or coming out of a supermarket and make sweet love without your consent so you can carry my dark-skinned, beautiful baby unwillingly. That Twitter message was reported, by the way. And a few days later, Twitter emailed back saying that actually, saying that you want to hunt somebody down and rape them doesn't violate Twitter policy. Keep in mind, the freak shows who run that company have cited threats as their justification for mass censorship for years. Amazon and Apple and Google all teamed up to destroy Parler because supposedly that website was hosting calls for violence without taking them down. This is all 100% fake. These people don't care about threats or violence. What they care about is making sure that they're allowed to say whatever they want while people like you aren't allowed to say anything. When you speak out against abortion or election fraud, it's violence. But when they burn down a Target or cheer on cop killers or proudly brag that they're going to kidnap and rape you, it's just speech. That's the modern left in a nutshell. You can see it with these recent protests over the Supreme Court. The left would never in a million years allow us to picket the home of Sonia Sotomayor for days or weeks on end. They would call it a lynch mob and find an excuse to arrest us. But they're doing the same thing to Brett Kavanaugh and Samuel Alito, and they're explicitly doing it to try and frighten and intimidate them into issuing a ruling that ignores what the Constitution actually says. That's the left's preferred mode of operation: violence, intimidation, and terror. Just the other day, Democratic strategist Rachel Bitecofer tweeted, quote, "I vote we scare the ever-loving out of suburban women in 2022. Make them fear for their own kids' lives." Makes sense. From their perspective, terrorizing people worked 2 years ago. They got cowards like Mitt Romney to give them exactly what they wanted, and they won the 2020 election. And the left definitely has no moral opposition to killing children. It's basically their most important political sacrament. Never forget what we are up against. These are the forces of evil itself. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
Well, the psychopath killers over at Moderna and Pfizer have released data from a study on these jabs that they've been giving children aged 6 months to 4 years old. And it looks great, by the way. Pfizer made billions of dollars off of those shots, which children categorically do not need because they're at statistically zero risk from COVID. And did their shot even work for actually keeping kids from testing positive for COVID? Dr. Jane Ruby has been dissecting this, and she's with us now. The data is in. Children are going to die. That's what you said to me off the air.
Children are going to die, Stu, faster and get sick much more severely when they start to get these shots. I'm sure that these companies, true to form, have buried the safety signal. But let me give you the data. And you're right, by the way, Pfizer made $32 billion, watch this, everybody, in 12 months from these shots up to above 5 years old. So here's the deal. Pfizer said its three-dose vaccine for children ages 6 months through 4 years was 80% effective at, watch this, preventing illness from the Omicron variant, which nobody can definitively diagnose. The shots are 3 micrograms. That's about a tenth of the adult dosage. And there are 3 shots that they need to get. Now, Moderna, this is theater of the absurd, Stu. Moderna said its vaccine fared about 51% effective against infection from Omicron in children under 2. And watch this, approximately 37% effective among those 2 to 4 years old. Moderna's chief medical officer, Paul Burton, said the antibody levels observed in the children should translate to high protection, should translate, but he can't prove it, against severe illness, right? They didn't test it against severe illness. Their shots, by the way, are 25 micrograms of this mRNA poison, and they get a 2-shot series. Stu, there are 20 million children, babies and children, 6 months to 4 years old in the United States, that you're going to start seeing rapid death and destruction. Please, I'm begging parents to wait and look and just wait.
And you know, our audience is full of a bunch of people who have made the conscious decision that they're not going to get this shot. They're not going to give it to their kids. But this is the time to start sharing this information with everybody else. Children are going to die. This is the wet dream. This is the stated goal for these psychopaths like Bill Gates, who have told us exactly what it is that they want to do. Depopulate the world. What does that mean? Depopulate? That means kill you. I mean, that's what it means by lethal injection. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. They're going to continue to roll out pandemics, and they're going to continue to inject us. They're going to be fake pandemics that are ginned up, chimerically engineered, man-made bioweapons that come out of labs like the one in Wuhan, China, and like the dozen or so that we have discovered in Ukraine that have been strategically targeted by the boogeyman, Vladimir Putin, by this lying and complicit propagandist communist media that is funded by BlackRock, whose main investors are the usual suspects. Okay? Klaus Schwab. George Soros, Bill Gates, all of these people.
Let me translate. Did people hear those numbers? First of all, a 50-something percent effectiveness, a 37%. Let's put it in simpler terms. If you're looking to buy a new car and the dealer says to you, you know, Stu, it's only going to work or turn on 37 times out of 100.
This is a lie, though. These numbers are lies. Because,
of course they are.
Because this isn't fighting a virus at all. So 37%, 12%, 97%, these are arbitrary numbers that they're pulling out of their asses. Because let's say that you do believe it and that it is 37%. Those are horrible odds. The only time that works out well is if that's your batting average as a Major League Baseball player for your entire career. You'll be in the Hall of Fame if you fail 3 times or if you only succeed 3 times out of 10. But for the rest of the world, no, these are insane numbers. And the side effects, the intended consequences of these shots that they have intentionally rolled out to kill kids, kill people. They're trying to make your kids infertile and sterile so that they cannot grow up and have children of their own. This is what Bill Gates said, standing over his TED Talk, standing over his machines with these graphs on him. If we do this right, we can decrease the population of the world. We can reduce the size of the nuclear family. This is what he says. I mean, and now people are out here trying to take this shot and give it to their kids. It's absolutely absurd. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for the information on this data dump. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
God bless.
I mean, let's talk about percentages for a second. If somebody told me there was only a 2% chance that Nolan, my oldest son, would die if I put him on that roller coaster, I'm not putting him on the roller coaster. There's less than 3% chance that Reagan, my daughter, will die if you let her drink that cup of milk because we really don't know what's in it. She's not going anywhere near that milk. I mean, where are we? Where are we as a country? Who is giving these shots to their kids? Stop it. You better tell your neighbors. You better tell your friends. You better tell your church congregation, your business associates, your coworkers. Tell everybody. Don't give this shot to your kids. Show them the study data that we just showed you. Just show it to them. Who's giving this shot to their kids? Be able to make decisions cognitively and with confidence right away when you wake up in the morning. No more snooze button, no more coffee, no shot of caffeine required. Take fragments of information, make crooked paths straight. Go to dominanceondemand.com, dominanceondemand.com, the brain supplements from Newtopia. These things are 100% legal, totally effective, totally safe, non-addictive. Go to dominanceondemand.com. Again, dominanceondemand.com.
You asked for it, so we delivered. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, exclusively for premium users on redvoicemedia.com. Propaganda busting, groundbreaking interviews, and real medical truth. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, for premium users at redvoicemedia.com.
New York City has an awful lot of problems ever since the summer of George Floyd, for example. Crime is way up. Murders, shootings, robberies, carjackings. I mean, take your pick. It's a cesspool. Thousands of small businesses were destroyed by the city's ridiculous COVID lockdowns. The city's museums and theaters, imagine this, are still requiring masks. There's tens of thousands of homeless. Somehow, inflation there is even worse than in the rest of Joe Biden's America. The average rent in Manhattan right now is $4,000, and it's not much better in the rest of the city. The city's government is so bloated and inefficient that they can't build anything. They had to spend $2.5 billion to extend the Second Avenue subway by just a single mile. But speaking of subways, here's New York's idea of solving a problem. Last October, they announced that they were going to be releasing a safe gas at more than 120 locations in the city's parks and subway stations. The purpose of this safe gas, they said, was to test New York's readiness for a biological attack. But of course, the same federal government promising us that this is a safe gas wouldn't tell us exactly what the gas is or where they were releasing it. And the same government telling us that this is a safe gas also told us that the COVID-19 shots would stop this virus and didn't have any severe side effects. They told us that masks weren't necessary and then switched to saying that they were essential and required and that you could go to jail if you didn't wear one. They tell us that systemic racism is the biggest problem in this country. Oh, and that going out to protest against systemic racism isn't a health risk, but attending church is. It's the same government that said it would never spy on random American citizens until, of course, Edward Snowden revealed their lies to the entire world. And of course, this is the same government that uses FBI agents to entrap innocent people in bogus plots to, kidnap governors or conduct terrorist attacks. So pardon us if we don't trust the government's claims that the gas that they're releasing all over New York City is a safe gas. So if you'd rather not trust the federal government about their safe gas, what can you do? Well, one option is air purifiers. Mike Dillon is creator of the Triad Air Purification System. You can learn more about that by visiting the website filterssuck.com. Yes, that's actually the website's name. Filterssuck.com. And Mike Dillon joins us now. Mike, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's my pleasure. I love what you guys are doing. True patriots in my heart. I wanted to first start off by reminding everybody that these are times that we can only rely on ourselves to go out and find what information it is that we believe. I'm like you. I believe in the very beginning. You know, my grandfather called me up the second day of the mask mandate, and he said, those masks are about as effective as a chain link fence stopping mosquitoes from entering your backyard.
Yeah, I agree.
I was 100%. Like, it's just unnecessary. Also, I just wanted to open up and John 2:2 says, beloved, all I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. I wish nothing but health and safety for you and your family. And I can't wait to talk to you guys about what we have here.
Great. Thank you so much. So let's talk about this gas. I mean, the city of New York openly is saying, almost taunting and arrogantly, right out in the wide open, hey, we're going to release a bunch of gases into the general population. What is this gas? I mean, we do know that originally when COVID-19 started hitting the mainland here in the United States, that New York, all of a sudden, there was this gas being emitted in the subway. So we know that COVID can be aerosolized because it's a bioweapon, a man-made, chemically engineered weapon of mass destruction that was engineered in Wuhan, China, and intentionally released on the world. So what the hell is this gas that they're releasing in New York City?
Well, and also, do you remember in St. Louis, about 25, 30 years ago, they sealed all of the documents, and they were doing the aerosol spraying in St. Louis unknowingly to be able to spray heavy particles of barium and strontium, heavy metals in the areas of surrounding St. Louis, not only through airplanes, but also in downtown areas on the buildings. And predominantly those areas were filled with a bunch of young children. They denied until the documents became unclassified.
There's a lot of talk about chemtrails as well. As a matter of fact, in my Telegram today, somebody commented, you're not really fully awake unless you know about chemtrails. Is there any truth to the fact that airplanes are actually, that they're using airplanes or the fuel or whatever else they put in there to like willy-nilly just spray us with all kinds of toxic things?
So I grew up in West Palm Beach, Florida, born and raised. And I remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, even if I look at all the pictures that my mom, you know, probably like your mother and all of our mothers, kept a binder filled with photos.
Yeah,
you would never
every
see,
time I go
never...
visit my mom, she pulls them out. It's 100% right, of the time. Look at baby Stu. Look at you back then.
And the one thing that I can never find in any of those photos is a grayed out sky. You see beautiful blue pictures above the beach being at up in Rolling Rock, North Carolina, up in Asheville. And you would look into the pictures and never did you see these persistent contrails that would be one in the sky, come out an hour later. And next thing you know, you can barely see the sun.
What do you think it is? And who's responsible for it?
So I believe that anybody who would do their research and wonder, why is the heavy metals now showing up in our soil? Why is the heavy metals showing up in our very crops? Why are we finding young people who are relatively healthy when they are dying in car accidents? They're finding heavy metals in the myocardial lining of the heart. Obviously, it's entering their body somehow. And if it's not the food, my best bet is it's the air.
Do you think it's going in the food as well?
Absolutely.
So heavy metals are just everywhere, and this is an intentional plot to fill our bodies and the bodies of our children with heavy metals.
One of the number one causes of not only Alzheimer's, but onsets of dementia, heavy metal toxicity, when you start looking at the side effects of not only heavy metals, but toxins. When they enter the body, you know, my mind was blown when you did that interview a few weeks ago about Watch the Water. All my mind could think about was when this water is hitting the shower pan and it's releasing not only what's getting absorbed into our body, but can you imagine the aerosols from that water hitting the tile and then becoming airborne? Just like when you go to a waterfall, right? You watch the waterfall hit the rocks, and then you see all of the mist of the beautiful waterfall, and you see the rainbow in the background. All I could think about is, oh my gosh, even if you're not drinking the water, you're just taking a shower. What about the 5 minutes that my wife goes and turns the water on? She thinks it has to run on hot water for 5 minutes before she steps in. How many particles are being released that were trapped into that water now coming into our home?
So, you know, the left has always used climate change and global warming and all of this smog and emissions and carbon footprint and all of this warning about how our air is becoming polluted. Well, in fact, it seems that these people are part of the plan to actually pollute it intentionally and poison us through the air. These people want us dead. I mean, there's just no question about it. They've stated their goal right out in front of the wide open. They've talked about depopulating the planet. They've talked about reducing the size of the family. This means that they have to kill people. That's just all there is to it. You don't get rid of people. You're not going to send them to Mars because you can't get through the firmament, number one. And I don't think that we've actually even been to space. We're going to explain these pictures that we've seen in another interview at some point. I've really been looking into this theory about space a whole lot lately since a conversation that I had when I was in Florida recently, or actually out in Idaho with some Space Force guy who we're hoping to get on here. But these are the people who want to kill us. They want to depopulate to 500 million people. 500 million people, that means that you have to kill 7.5 billion people. Well, we need just a few things to survive, right? We need water, we need food, and we need what? Air, oxygen, to breathe. This is the thing that you get when you're outside in the open. This is the thing that you breathe when you're inside in your home. Different filtration systems for your furnace, different air purification systems for your house. And who's designing all of this stuff? It's all coming from China. Oh, happens to be our biggest adversary on the face of the planet. But yet we're importing all of this stuff from our greatest enemies that control the way that we breathe, the things that we breathe into our bodies every single day. So if people were to test the air inside of their house, what do you think would surprise them the most about what they'll find?
Mold, viruses, heavy metals. Mold, viruses, and heavy metals. And I could tell you right now, Stu, I am very envious of Al Gore. What a great scam he came up with this whole global warming malarkey. Oh my gosh, you look at the bank industry. If they really believed that the world was going to be underwater, they wouldn't be giving out 30, 40 year mortgages. They would know the whole thing's going to collapse. They've got a greater insight. When you look at the guys who are running the world, Vanguard, BlackRock, these guys would not allow mortgages to be issued if they really thought that Florida, along with Rhode Island and half of the Hawaiian Islands, were going to be underwater. The levels of the water aren't rising. They're just instilling fear into the sheep.
Well, I can understand what you mean when you say that you're envious of him. However, I am not, because I know that I'm going to heaven. You've got this triad air system, these filters that you can find it, or the system that you can find without filters. And you can find this stuff at filterssuck.com, which is great. I love it. Nobody can forget that. Filterssuck.com. I see that you've got it on the table back here. So what exactly does this stuff do if people are interested in taking a look at this? Can you do a demonstration on the spot?
Absolutely. So we've got four core products. The core product that you're going to see, I'm going to move this little book here, 10 million copies sold, one of the number one allergy references. This is America's Guide to Nutritional Health. A lot of people, chiropractors, physicians, holistic doctors, naturopaths, acupuncturists, 15 times you can find us in this book under allergies, asthma, bronchitis, emphysema, environmental toxicity, hay fever. This is our large machine. This unit was designed to be a tabletop, put it on a hutch or a shelf, 3,000 square feet. Very quickly, I'm going to demonstrate for you guys what separates our technology. Up until about 10 years ago, HEPA filters were the standard. I look at a HEPA filter now with the education that I have as cash in the trash, trash in the landfill. Our machine here, I'm going to fill this box up with very light material. We're going to use a proto smoke, which is usually used in a model train oil. Anything that's airborne inside of your home, dust, heavy metals, viruses, viral shedding, a term that not many people knew about until a couple months ago when people started to wake up to, hey, I didn't get the ouchy Fauci jab, but my grandmother did, and she came over, and for the first time, everybody in the house is now starting to feel sick. Well, what's happening? Why are we now being exposed to people who took the vaccine and now starting to get sick, not from COVID, but from being around those that are heavily vaccinated? I have been on hundreds of shows, talked with thousands of practitioners, doctors, chiropractors, talking about a guy who started a wellness center in West Palm, opened up another one in Wellington. Now I'm in Boynton Beach using all of the alternative modalities. My doctors are now coming to me saying, Michael, don't get that shot after what I've seen. Don't get it. Don't get it. Well, why aren't we hearing this in the mainstream media?
Well, we know why. But anyway, let's get to this.
So right here, anything that you have floating inside of the house, dust, pollen, dander, our machine uses something called PCO, photocatalytic oxidation. That PCO cell can remove particles that are 0.001 micron or smaller. Not only can it start to drop them out of the air using bipolar ionization, but watch this. It will destroy particles, literally going through a process known as lysis, which is the disintegration of a cell membrane of a virus. So not only is it cleaning the air, it's also cleaning the surfaces. So what I'm demonstrating here for you is showing you without a single filter what we are doing to change the air quality, not only in your home or in your office or in your camper or in your RV, but with all of the products that we have. So you could saw it in a single 30 second, what we were able to do in that box is what the large machine is doing throughout a 3,000 square foot home. The very first thing that people probably noticed is what I'm wearing right here around my neck. I have had thousands and thousands of testimonies from customers who have bought the portable Shield Air unit, which is battery operated, 28 hours on a single charge. You can literally clip this on. You can wear it around the lanyard that's provided. My children wear it on their backpack when they're at school to protect themselves from shedding from all of the teachers that were forced to take an unnecessary vaccine. One of my favorite products that we've come out with in the last 2 years.
We need that. We need that at the Stu Peters Network headquarters at Vero Beach, Florida. I know that because we've got people down there who have family members that are injected. We're around it. Every single person, no matter how badly you try to stay away from it, no matter how fervent you are about protecting yourself and your kids, you're always going to be around these people. You have to remember 78% of Americans have received at least one dose of this thing. Over 500 million doses of this have been given out, this death serum in this country, all of which those people, unfortunately, are going to die an early death without God's intervention or without some intervention that we can do on our own. So this, I mean, this, listen, I'm just going to be honest with you. There's going to be skeptics out here who say, oh, come on, man, this is kind of like tinfoil hat stuff. There's no way that that little thing clipped on you can actually do these things. So to that, you say what?
I say that my tinfoil hat that I wear was made from the vaccines that they injected inside of their body, the aluminum that was inside of it. We've tested our machine not only on RNA strands. Our machine has been tested on viruses, Our large machine, as well as our go, has been backed by Dr. Gary Rosen to kill black mold. You're talking about mold toxicity is one of the most, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy for somebody to be exposed to black mold. We came out with the go unit. This go unit is three times as powerful as the Shield Air. This is meant to go in the car. So if you go to pick up grandma, who's from Boosterville, California, who's gotten three of the Ouchy Fauci injections, you're not gonna tell her, hey, go get a cab and not come in. You click one button, it's battery operated. Now you've got protection, not only on the go in the car, but you could literally take this, put it on the kitchen counter, take it from there to the car, from the car to the restaurant. Now you're at Olive Garden with grandma. Hopefully you're eating something healthier than that, but this unit creates about 100 square foot of air purification system, can be plugged in or run with the battery backup. The very last thing that I want to share with you guys is probably one of my favorites. I will not go into a hotel. Any of the people that you've ever had on your show, some of the doctors, I know the wonderful Dr. Jane Ruby. I sent her one of these and said, please, if you go to hotels, she went and did that health conference. I think it was the Clay Clark event up in Myrtle Beach. She plugged this into her hotel room and literally sent me an email the next day and said, what a difference this thing made. I plugged it in. It was unbelievable. I have people who say, Mike, I got a room that was
filled with cigarettes. What's the actual difference that she was noticing? I mean, just the way that it smells or what?
So what really happens is the machine itself is duplicating what Mother Nature does outside. So when lightning strikes, it creates ozone and it creates negative ions. We're using low-level ozone through a coronal discharge, which is actually going out and purifying the air inside of the space, getting into the very fabrics, the bedrooms, the touch points throughout a hotel room or an office. You could literally go to the one of the number one pet shows in the world that we do, Super Zoo out in Las Vegas. We probably get about 1,500 of these sold in one event, and everybody says you can no longer smell the cat box. You can't smell the dog. We tell our clients, you plug this in, and this is a game changer for individual room. Wow. Obviously, the large machine, this is going to do 3,000 square feet.
Yeah, you put it so in basically the home. Entire middle-class family home, no problem. You know, I think I have less than 3,000 square feet at my place. I don't live lavishly. I'm going to stay in the same place that I've always lived in, where my kids grew up. But less than 3,000 feet, and yeah, I mean, or square feet, and yeah. So this is the average home. All right. Well, I gotta go, man. We're over time here, and I don't want to do like you know the infomercial here. But we have products on this program to help people. And that's what makes us different than the mainstream media. They'll never talk to you about this stuff. They'll never tell you how to help yourself. So filterssuck.com is the website, filterssuck.com. Mike Dillon, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate it.
Make sure that your followers or anybody that you introduce this to, if they use the coupon code, our manufacturer created for you is STU, STEW, at filterssuck.com. We're going to give everybody 10% off and we're going to give them free shipping.
Wow. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you so much, Mike Dillon. We appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile in peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
3 months ago, we told you the incredibly tragic and upsetting story of Scott Shera and his daughter, Grace. Grace Shera had Down syndrome, and when she was hospitalized with COVID, that fact seemed to be the only thing that doctors cared about. During the 7 days that she was in the hospital, doctors created 22 reports about her, mentioning her condition 36 times. They also flagged her as unvaccinated and Christian. Scott believes that because of her Down syndrome and because she wasn't vaccinated, doctors at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Appleton, Wisconsin, placed Grace on a do not resuscitate order against her family's wishes. and then killed her with lethal overdoses of Presidex, lorazepam, and morphine. Now the death certificate for Grace has come in, confirming that doctors did indeed administer a DNR on Grace without the family's consent. Scott has been organizing rallies outside of St. Elizabeth's, putting up billboards and doing everything that he can to raise awareness about this killer hospital. We're devastated here at the Stu Peters Show about what happened to Grace, but we're very happy to do everything that we can to help expose this travesty. And Scott joins us now. Scott, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. So you now have this birth certificate, or this death certificate, rather. And it's funny that I say that, because it really is a birth certificate in a whole lot of other senses. But this confirms that Grace was put on a DNR order without your consent. So what now?
Well, it's not the death certificate that does that. What actually confirms the DNR without our consent was Tom Renz hired a medical malpractice nurse that reviewed the records that we had, and she told me that we're missing at least 1,000 pages. So she helped write a request for the extra pages. To my surprise, because I had requested everything. And so when we got the records for the second request, there's 948 pages. And I'm reading this right on page 853 of 948. The Dr. Shokar put a no code, which is a DNR status, on Grace at 10:56 that morning of her last day. Strangely coincident that was 8 minutes after they maxed out Presidex. And so one of the attorneys who's reviewed this has connected the dots, which I believe accurately, saying that they had to put that DNR order in place then because they thought the Presidex would take her out. So remember, Presidex is a sedation med that's used for anesthesia for surgery. So Grace was knocked out at 10:48. They put the DNR on her literally 8 minutes later. So this is new information since the last time we talked.
Scott, you've been on the program a couple times before, and we've talked about this. And I said that this hospital appears to have murdered Grace. And you said that you didn't really want to go that far. This is absolutely evidence of intentional foul play and premeditation on their part. If they put her on a dose of something, Presidex, that they knew was going to overdose her and likely cause her to die, and then just minutes later issued a DNR order against your will and without your consent, what else is this if it's not murder?
Yeah, that's fantastic that you bring that up, because about 6 weeks ago, I connected the dots with the premeditation. And so, you know, I personally now believe it was premeditated. Murder means intentional. It actually seems intentional to me also, because when you look at the med combination that you referenced in your open, those meds were given in 29 minutes. So just that in and of itself, those meds would have taken out you and I. But given that the doctor had to order them, a pharmacist had to sign off, the alarm system at the hospital would have went off. They had to override the alarm system, and a 14-year ICU nurse deliver those meds. I mean, it seems impossible that it was not premeditated.
This is the type of preparation and covering your bases that you see in movies that depict a bank heist or a casino rollover. They're covering all their bases. They have the getaway vehicle. They have the alibi. They have the alarms shut off. They've gone in and hacked the system, you know, whatever you see in the movies. This is what took place in that hospital room and inside of that hospital with your daughter.
That's spot on. And then when you mentioned the death certificate, you know, when your producer called me to set this up, she mentioned that you wanted to talk about Presidex. And so I just had vaguely remembered there was a reference to the package insert reference in Presidex on Grace's death certificate. And let me connect the dots. The package insert, which are the rules they're supposed to follow for Presidex, say that if they use it for more than 24 hours, you remember they had Grace on it for 4 full days before her last day, before they max it out. If it's used for more than 24 hours, it causes ARDS, which is acute respiratory distress syndrome. Grace's death certificate, the immediate cause of death is acute respiratory failure with hypoxia. Acute respiratory failure is a direct symptom of using Presidex for more than 24 hours. Hypoxia is low oxygen. That's also a symptom of Presidex. And then the second cause of death, of course, is COVID pneumonia, so they can get their bonus.
So now that you have this, and now that you've connected these dots, are you going to the cops with this and going to the prosecutor and saying this needs to be criminally investigated?
That's a great question that I cannot answer at this point. I'm sorry. I wish I could talk more about that, but I just cannot. Right now we are preparing for a lawsuit. So it's gotten to that point. Tom Renz has been a real gift to our family. And I'm more confident than ever. We have an overwhelming amount of evidence, of course, but I mean, they think that they're protected under the PREP Act immunity. I believe they're going to find out they're not.
Well, civilly speaking, I guess I don't know, and I'm not an attorney, but I certainly trust Tom Renz and his expertise. And if he's saying that, then that's what it is. But criminally, I'm a little bit more in tune. And I will say that there is no act that gives people immunity for intentional murder. Where can people go? You have a website, and I want people to actually go there and look at Grace's whole story and read through this. I got to warn you, when you go there, you're going to be upset by what you see and what's going on here. And you're probably going to want to contact the hospital and talk to these people about the way that you feel about this. But where's the website, Scott?
So you'll be both graced by grace and upset at the same time. The website is ouramazinggrace.net. There's just a huge tribute to Grace and cool videos. So spend some time on that before you get into the tragedy tab, which is where this research is documented. Then there's some resources and places that you can, you know, if you've lost a loved one, some places that you can go to report the story. You know, this is all going to come tumbling down, and I think sooner versus later. You know, we just have really a small piece of the puzzle as to this whole thing that's happened with COVID, but you know, we're just wanting to get the piece out with hospital killings to the best of our ability, and you've been a wonderful help in that regard.
It's my pleasure. You know, in Idaho, I was just having a conversation with the grandfather of baby Cyrus. Baby Cyrus was abducted by CPS and would have been trafficked by this horrible organization had our audience not gotten involved and Ammon Bundy done things and the phone calls and the emails and the protests that shut everything down. The world is going to see baby Cyrus as a light and a shining beacon that's going to help to expose the evil that is this Child Protective Services trafficking operation. The same thing happens with Grace. Grace is going to be a shining light for the world to be able to see and reveal the horrific tragedies that are happening inside of our hospitals with these murderous protocols that are being done intentionally. And you know what? That's in large part because of you, because of your courage and because of your strength to, instead of curling up in the fetal position and just, I mean, dying yourself, suffering this unimaginable, tremendous loss, as a father, I can say. And so I just want to tell you that I really respect that. And I really honor you as a person. And, you know, I thank you for your fight. I'm out of time here. Ouramazinggrace.net. Again, ouramazinggrace.net. Scott Scherer, thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
As a dad, it just pains me to sit here and watch Scott go through this. But, you know, like I told him, Grace is going to be that shining light. Share her story. Go to ouramazinggrace.net. I want to remind you about a way that you can help to prevent low mood or sleepless nights, that you can prevent stress and anxiety. A lot of people don't realize the importance of magnesium. Magnesium, the good thing that you can put in your body. Over 50 million Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency and they have no idea about it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters and check out the amazing benefits of the magnesium supplements provided by Magnesium Breakthrough. The 7 most effective forms of magnesium are in this supplement. You got to get over there, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And by the way, if you like discounts and if you like free shipping, when you go to check out, because I know that you will be checking out because you'll love what you see after you research the product yourself, use the promo code StuPeters10. StuPeters10, you'll get 10% off and free shipping when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Tony Roman is one of the small business heroes, really, of the COVID age. He spent years fighting back against the immoral, illegal, and unconstitutional efforts to deny Americans the right to earn a living. Tony is the owner of Basilico's, a restaurant in Huntington Beach, California. He's been battling against illegal mandates for the past 2 years, no matter how dangerous it was for his business, and actually how dangerous it was to his personal liberty. Well, now COVID is finally going away, but it's clear that the powers that be are still obsessed with destroying him. Tony now tells us that his landlord is trying to force him to remove a giant American flag that he's hung from the front of his business. He's been using that flag as the centerpiece of patriotic events, including one he just held the other day for Memorial Day. But his landlords have become fanatical about taking that flag down. Here's one of the email exchanges that he sent us from the landlord, quote, please take the flag down. It's been up since September, and we're now asking you to take it down. If you do not remove it, we will remove it and return the flag at your cost, unquote. Here's Tony's response, quote, I'll pretend that you didn't just threaten to disrespect the American flag and those that it represents who've made the ultimate sacrifice to defend our country and the liberty and freedom that it stands for. It might not really be the flag, though, that's aggravating the left. Instead, maybe it's a smaller thing. Tony also has a sign on the window of his restaurant warning guests that his restaurant believes in using gendered pronouns, which is basically hate speech as far as Gavin Newsom's queer fascist government is concerned. I sat down with Tony Roman for about 30 minutes earlier today. Here's part of that conversation.
Stu, man, it's great to be with you as always. And, I interview with a lot of people, but you're at the top of the list. I respect you because you're a brawler. So thanks for having me back.
These people are actually threatening to come and rip the flag down. Please tell me that you haven't taken it down.
What do you think? As you know, when we talked the last time, we took a hard stand against the lockdown since day one, March 19, 2020. We've been attacked by the city, the county, the state, the feds. Everybody's come at us. They've thrown everything at us, and we've stonewalled all of them. We have no footprints of the enemy inside our business. We've kept it vintage America since day one. And every holiday, every major patriotic holiday, I would put this big giant 18-foot flag on the building over the restaurant. And in fact, it means so much to us that it even covers half of our sign. And I don't care, because it's not about our business. We pledged our business as a constitutional battleground on day one and pledged to lay everything at risk, lay it all on the line in honor of our founders who risked everything for us, and our great military men and women who have fought and died for us. You know, you think of D-Day's coming up soon, you know, and I think of those men that storm Normandy Beach almost every day.
We are literally fighting for our lives and for the lives of our children and pre-birth children, unborn children.
Yeah.
This is for real. I was a bounty hunter for 15 years. I got into a lot of fights in the street. These weren't for play. I don't do play little boxing matches and go do play fights or celebrity events or any of that, because you know what? Fighting is serious, and this is a serious fight. This is a war of good versus evil being waged in the heavens, played out here on earth right in front of us, and we are literally battling demonic, satanic forces here. And this landlord of yours, he represents all of that.
Yep, and you mentioned abortion, you know, and you think about that. And when you talk about an all-in fight, meaning there's no halfway fight, 70, not even 90%. It's 90, it's all or nothing. Do it 110%, as a matter of fact. And this is the fault of all the people that acted like sheeple, okay, and bowed, and they should look in the mirror every day, be ashamed, because they're accomplices to the destruction that we've seen in this country in the last 2.5 years, and it's a dishonor to the men who have fought and died. You know, we just had a very, very important holiday on Monday, and I don't want to hear them walking past these guys, you know, past these veterans saying, I respect you for your service. No, you don't. We all have to be willing to sacrifice whatever we have in this fight.
Amen.
Anything that you have, you're obligated to put it at stake to fight for what this country stands for. That's why it's been ruined. It's been destroyed over the last 2 years, because people have stood down, because just like the Dodger players, they're afraid to lose their paychecks. People are afraid to lose what they have. I remember your story when you gave up a huge contract because you didn't believe and what the media outlet that was offering it to you, what they represented. People have asked me, Tony, what can we do to help you? And you know what? I don't ask for that kind of help. What I ask people to do is to share our story, so hopefully inspires others to stand up and remember why you need to stand up and fight. We're trying to set a standard of how to fight and why to fight. It's not about your business. It's not about how to pay your employees and pay your rent. None of that stuff. You got to be willing to sacrifice it all. And even if you don't have a platform like a business or TV show to turn into your own constitutional battleground, turn the ground under your feet. Each time you're in a battle, make the ground under your feet your constitutional battleground and defend it and push hard. And you never back down, you never give an inch, you never surrender ever. And I tell people this: stand up. That's how you can help. Stand together with us. Follow our lead, or get out of the way. And in the end, just like you said, you don't want regrets. You want to look back and say, like Theodore Roosevelt said, and be men in the arena. And if you do that, you will die a proud man one day.
Tony and I talked for about 30 minutes, and what he revealed about the Cuomo brothers and the Baldwin brothers was eye-opening, to say the least. The entirety of that interview can be found at StuPeters.com on Saturday for premium users, the extended interview segment. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed there's something very wrong with the modern-day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's male.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit Keys to Life.shop. Get your manhood back today.
Today's Stu Peters Show and every Stu Peters Show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com for an independent fiduciary that can help to save you in this volatility that we have going on here. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,